Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Yeah, she did a lot of work in the time that she was given. Yung term na sulit bayad pa mong pass dito, because the promo that she cracked, she was able to make it personal. She was able to relate to her hometown crowd. Diba? That's a thing that I actually miss formerly, you know, Sasha Banks on. She is so underrated for her promos, I think. And so seeing her back in a wrestling ring, kind of synonymous when I saw Paige or Saraya now back in the ring. Ang tagal niyang nawala.
Going on, this is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Live on a Thursday evening. Welcome to it, folks. This is the longest running weekly episodic Philippine wrestling podcast done by Filipinos for the rest of the world. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. We are a podcast of two tonight. No Ro Moran, no Stan C. Instead, no Rowan ASH either. Instead, it's Chino Liao holding things down with Mr. Emil Nate. How's it going, Emil?
Hey, everything's been good. I'm in Laguna right now, just chilling. Ako lang nandito sa bahay. That's why I'm doing the podcast in our living room, you know, with this weird camera angle that I have right now.
It looks like you're in a chaise lounge or like a recliner sa sarap ng upo mo dyan.
Yes, sir.
But good for you and your new promotion, diba? You get to do big things like big business, which we shall talk about in a bit. Saying what's up to everybody joining us here on the podcast. Before we get to the rest of the agenda tonight, we do have a little housekeeping to take care of, starting with a very, very big viewing party happening. Emil, take over.
All right. So WrestleMania is a few weeks away, and you still have time to buy early bird tickets for our WrestleMania viewing party. We're doing it big. They yung nakalagay nga WrestleMania XL. So we're doing it extra large on this WrestleMania because we're doing it on two venues at the same time. 2 days, two venues, two WrestleMania days. So it's at Skinny Mike's, BGC and Hobby Stadium. So you can still get your early bird tickets at 350 pesos at tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. So just a few reminders. So di ibig sabihin that you bought an early bird ticket doesn't mean that, you know, we're guaranteeing a seat for you. So you do have to be there very early. So again, the main show starts at 7, but I do recommend you be on the venue as early as maybe 6 or 6:30. Yon. So again, the early bird is at 3:50. We're closing that in before WrestleMania. So if you choose...
April 3rd is the last day you can buy early bird tickets.
Ayan. So if you choose to walk in, though, at one of the venues, it's at 450 pesos. So there. So there's the prices. There's the link right down below. And again, no horse playing. There's this. We have this house rules. Now, if you click the link, you'll be able to read it there. So again, we're going to have fun. Just please follow the house rules. And again, WrestleMania XL, we're doing it big here. Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium. It's at on April 7th and April 8th. So again, it's 7 a.m., the start of the shows. Again, the prices are there below. So the details, just check it out. So if you haven't bought it, check out the link and we're going to have fun.
Also, Maritime two-day passes available for both nights. Yeah. So if you are interested in going to both nights, if you are sure to make both nights, do yourself a favor and get tickets for both. 600 pesos for the two-night passes. These passes, however, are non-transferable. Meaning if you buy for Skinny Mike's, sa Skinny Mike's lang. If you buy for Hobby Stadium, sa Hobby Stadium lang. Yun lang yung pwede nyong panoran when you buy those two-day passes. But sulit na sulit siya for 600 pesos. Also available at the site on our little ticker below. Now, viewing parties are not the only things we do here on the Wrestling Podcast. We also do weekly reviews. We also talk to people on our exclusive Discord server. And to get on that, you can join our Patreon and Emil will tell you more about it.
Yeah, so there's the link right there below. And again, if you want to support the pod and everything that we do here, it's right there. It's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. For as low as $5, so 250 to 260 pesos in our local currency. Again, like Gino said, we write some weekly reviews for the weekly wrestling shows. I think all of us write something now. Raw, SmackDown,
all
Dynamite.
Except for Stan. Oh,
yes.
All except for Stan.
The AEW weekend shows, SmackDown. So write and do na yon lahat sa aming Patreon, and you'll get to
even local wrestling.
Yon, yeah, courtesy of Rowan, like Rowan and me. So we just started doing it. Yeah, and also you can join in our Discord where you can get live updates from us and also talk to us about anything, you know, just stuff in general that you want to chit chat with. Wrestling, of course, is there, but you can also talk to us about anything else that you like. And also, again, if you are part of our Patreon, we do this thing where this is pasabay, and if you are part of the program, you'll get some preferential rates on the service fees. And again, like I said, if you just want to support everything that we do here in the pod, so you can do that by subscribing and becoming a patron. Right there below. It's patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
Also, we will be concluding our recent run of Pasabays from this recently concluded run, obviously, of Pasabays. If you join the Patreon, you get preferable discounts in terms of service fees that may apply. And speaking of merch, we have also merch to give away during the viewing parties. We have merch care of our friends from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, as well as Hobby Danzy, who is an avid supporter of the podcast. And if you watch the Hobby Stadium, you also stand a chance to walk away with some prizes courtesy of Hobby Stadium. So ang dami niyo pwedeng palanunan sa viewing party, ang dami niyo din pwedeng makita sa Discord. Pero if you want your everyday weekly wrestling fix here in the Philippines without having to sail the high seas, as our friends like to refer to, then you should get on Blast TV.
All right, yeah. So I'm on Blast TV since it was established. You know, I've been using it. Ro has been using it. We have been promoting it on our pod for months now. So if you haven't gotten into the Blast TV phenomenon, you should. It's free for Converge users. I think for also Globe users, it's free. But if you're not on those providers, it's cheap. It's $179 a month. And also, there's an ongoing promo right now. If you put in the code 73 months or 3MOS, there's a free code. You'll get three free months of Blast TV. So, lahat na yon. If you like, not just the WWE, but also if everything that you like. We got sports there. We got movies. We got everything. So, you know, like Ro is saying in the comments, subscribe to Blast TV if you haven't yet. So, lahat na yon nandun. So, again, if you want to support WWE, if you want to keep WWE, if you want to keep them accessible to you, kasi it's free, right? It's free for Converge. So you better get on there and you better support the platform, because if it wasn't for them, we will still be, you know, we will still be watching our weekly shows on the high seas, as they say. So there.
Blast TV, only 189 pesos for non-Converge subscribers. Only
still a steal, right?
Still a steal. Still a steal. Still only 20 pesos more expensive than a Viva Max subscription, guys. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. But now that we've gotten all those things out of the way, we shall jump right into the big business of the week. Babyface Pod Manager, Jasper, bring up the first slide. Yan. Mercedes Moné is all elite. Mercedes Moné made her debut in Big Business in Boston on Dynamite this week. Brand new music, brand new entrance. She cracked the promo. She teased the feud. Did a lot of work in the 20 minutes or so that we saw her on TV. So, Emil, what do you think about the newly debuted CEO of AEW?
Yeah, so the worst kept secret in wrestling has been finally revealed. We knew this. We alam na natin na this was gonna happen for, I think, the start of the year. So ever since I was reported that she is signing with AEW, and it finally happened, and it was the perfect debut. Like, they didn't overdo it. It was just the right amount. You know, I think they copied off the CM Punk template of debuting someone new. Like, they didn't wait for it. They made the reveal at the start of the show. Kasi doon nakatutok yung mga tao eh. So they did it at the time where everyone's tuning in. And the theme song is awesome. Like, medyo katunog siya nung dating theme song ni Gunther, which, you know, people talked about it online. And she got a promo. She thanked everyone, and that's it. There was no need for it to be longer. There was no need for it to be unnecessary. And ramdam mo agad yung effect ni Mercedes Moné on the show, because they had the women main event so that they could again introduce her to the fold, introduce a program, the first program that she's gonna be in against probably the House of Black pairing of Julia Hart and Sky Blue. So it was a perfect first night for Mercedes, in my opinion.
Yeah, she did a lot of work in the time that she was given. Yung term na sulit bayad pumapasok dito, because the promo that she cracked, she was able to make it personal. She was able to relate to her hometown crowd. Diba? That's a thing that I actually miss the formerly known Sasha Banks on TV, because she is so underrated for her promos, I think. And so seeing her back in a wrestling ring, kind of synonymous when I saw Paige or Saraya now back in the ring. Ang tagal niyang nawala, we've all forgotten about Mercedes Moné, and then all of a sudden, there's this big announcement na hindi natin alam kung nakatulong ba or hindi. But that's neither here nor there. I'm glad that she's back on TV. My one gripe with it, though, is that she calls herself a CEO now. And I don't know if it's just me, pero parang katunog niya yung mga nagsasabing CEO of ganito sa TikTok. You know what I mean? CEO of Baby Pictures, di ba? CEO, di ba? What are you exactly a CEO of, right? Like, of ass kicking, of hair dye? I would have preferred another moniker, but that's just my weird nitpick about it. But all in all, solid job from the formerly known Sasha Banks. Ang galing.
Yun din naman yung ano eh, moniker niya after she left. She was really the CEO. Pero ngayon, it was put front and center with the theme song and the people chanting CEO. So, again, it's kind of weird, but That's the alternative to the boss character. Kasi nga, di ba, the boss siya dati. So what's the other term for a boss? So CEO. And so, yeah, Bruce is right.
Influencers. Actually, I tried to think of a solution to the problem. Wala eh, parang CEO talaga yung pasok kasi hindi naman siya pwedeng the chief because that's too close to Roman Reigns. Diba? Hindi naman din pwedeng manager kasi parang hindi naman din, like, it's not like on the same level as boss, you know? So it's a conundrum that I wish they thought around, a way around. But, I mean, CEO is what works. CEO is catchy. Pasok siya dun sa theme song. So, I guess that's what we're sticking in with now. Now, you teased, you referred to the rivalry with Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Are there other people on the AEW roster you're excited to see Mercedes Moné mix things up with?
I mean, for me personally, I would be excited if she's going to go up against probably Jamie Hayter. I've been waiting for her to come back ever since last year. So Jamie Hayter, I would love to see her go up against Toni Storm. Pero I get na, you know, that is a big time matchup. That's why they are saving their time for it. Like, she's gonna go up against everyone first until such a time that she's ready enough to challenge for the Women's World Championship. So again, a lot of talented women on the roster. Now I'm excited to see them go up against Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, I think as much as possible they should try and keep Mercedes away from the title for now, because that will avoid them homogenizing the women's division. By that, I mean taking up two slots for just Mercedes Moné. Kasi Mercedes Moné na nga siya, tapos champion pa siya. So it kind of limits the opportunity for everybody else. That said, I wouldn't mind seeing Mercedes Moné go up against Britt Baker. I think both of them have undergone serious transformations outside of the known entities that they were a part of. And so Britt Baker has been able to evolve past her doctor character a little bit more. Mas charismatic na siya ngayon. So I want that charisma to go up against Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, and again, a lot of talented people for her to work with. And I do expect na she's probably gonna main event pay-per-view this year. Kasi she's a big name, eh? And I think she's like the major player in AEW, not just in the women's division, but all in the entire scope of the product. So TK, this was a big fish for him. And I expect Mercedes to not just be a part, not just to be a vital part of the women's division, but also become a vital part of AEW in general. Like main eventing pay-per-views, main eventing shows, you know. I wish this could be the thing na magtagal na nilang hinahanap, which is someone who is gonna lift the women's division. But TK, he also has to do his due diligence of booking the women's division. That's why I also like na she's not slating her against women's title, because that is such a TK thing to do. If you notice the past debuts in the last couple of years na pagkasalang nila, they're gonna challenge again for the women's championship and they're gonna lose, and then they're gonna go back to having random matches. So right now, after this week, after this episode, TK is doing right by Mercedes.
Yes, sir. And that's all we have to talk about for Mercedes Moné. Before we move on to our other points of interest on this week's Wrestling Talk, let's take a quick break and hear from our other podcast on the Pod Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, guys. We are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop.
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 Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk?
Like right now.
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop. Please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
All right. Back on the stream again, Chino Liao and Emil Nate joining you. As we move down the list of things here that happen in the world of wrestling. And unfortunately, we have gotten to some very unfortunate updates with regards to Vince McMahon, the sex trafficking scandal he's involved with, and more people that have been implicated, according to Front Office Sports in a recently released article. They have discovered that Nick Khan, CEO is Mercedes Moné, but COO Brad Bloom and Stephanie McMahon have been implicated in the ongoing lawsuit against Vince McMahon with regards to Janice. Is it Janice Grant? Janet Grant? Janelle Grant. Grant and the sex trafficking scandal that they are all a part of. It's very unfortunate, but not surprising to discover that at least one more McMahon is part of this, because I feel like a lot more people will be accused and implicated as time goes on. Kasi lahat sila in power. Eh. They're seated at the top, at the head of the table, proverbially. Right, and so they had to know one way or another what was going on, right? And yes, nakalungkot na Stephanie was a part of it, but if you think all the way back to a few years ago, she actually resigned from her position, diba? And said that she was going to take a leave of absence. So now that we know na may ganitong nangyayari in the offices in Connecticut, I can't help but think na may kinalaman din to sa nangyari kay Stephanie and her stepping down. What do you think, Emil?
Again, maybe not. Like, they were named, but again, we have to be clear here. They are not accused of sexual misconduct. But they were named because sila yung... There were these unnamed people dun sa lawsuit, so was revealed na they were the corporate officers. Again, it's unfortunate, but also kind of not surprising, kasi they are the people in power when all of this was happening, diba? Nick Khan came into the fold around the same time, and Stephanie McMahon has been there her entire adult life, except for that time na until that time that she stepped down. If you connect the dots, maybe it kind of makes sense. But again, this thing is so far from over. Like, we're just, I think, at the beginning of this. Like, a lot of people are still going to be named. A lot of people are still going to be implied in this. So I think it's good that there's some progress happening. The lawsuit was revealed and Vince McMahon was implicated and then tapos na. So this is still an ongoing, I think federal na to eh. So this is an ongoing federal investigation na, again, still far from over. But again, no surprise na sila yung pinangalanan. But again, you know, may kasabihan tayo na all is proven innocent until guilty.
All are innocent until proven guilty.
Until proven guilty.
Yes. That is what he was trying to say. Again, more details coming from Front Office Sports and their article. Tulad nga sinabi ni Emil, they were not accused of sexual misconduct. Nick Khan, Brad Bloom, and Stephanie McMahon are not accused of sexual misconduct. They were, however, aware of the mysterious hiring of Janelle Grant because she was hired under an undisclosed position, supposedly for the legal department, which Nick Khan was handling at the time. Hindi nila alam kung ano yung position na yon, but she was hired during Nick Khan's time in office. And Khan and Bloom have also denied the allegations, saying they were not a privy to whatever was going on at the time and will defend themselves in court. Kasi obviously, gagawin talaga nila yun para malinis sila, diba? They're not gonna admit to it. But again, they were in power. Sobrang imposible na hindi nila alam yung nangyayari, especially with Vince just behind the scenes there.
Yep. So again, far from over, and you know, this a lot is still gonna be discovered with this. This is something that will take, I think, months or even years before everything can be revealed.
Yeah.
And, you know, justice can be served to whoever is deserving to get justice, diba?
And that does it for the first half of our wrestling talk from this week. Want to hear more from the Wrestling Podcast? Well, you got to stay tuned, you guys. We're dropping the second half of the live stream in a few. But for now, this has been Chino Liao for my co-host, Ro Moran, Stan C, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH. This has been the Wrestling Podcast. Powered, of course, by the Pod Network. Stay tuned for the second half, guys. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.